ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these four months sacred. Allah has made these four months sacred. ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, it is a time again, once again, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum. Wherever you might be, we make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal shower you with a special blessing. And also, we not forget to recite and to send salawat and taslim upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Taj of the Haram, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a very beautiful hadith that the one who send 10 durood and salutation upon him, what will happen is this: Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will forgive 10 of his sins, and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will raise him 10 ranks in paradise, as well as Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will forgive 10 of his sins. Just see how beautiful it is. Viewers of Madani Channel, the topic in discussion, it is the sacred month. And solemnly, we are now targeting the month of Dhul Hijjah. And as we promised in the last episode, that we are going in depth with this month of Dhul Hijjah, try to explain its ins and outs. It is a very important month in the year, in Islamic year, rather in our lifespan as a whole. If someone is going to ask unto you, what is your great moments or what was a great thing in life? We are quick to say that when I bought my car, that was my great moments in life. We are quick to say when I marry, that was my great moments in life. We are quick to say that when I pass school in other countries, we say here, especially in South Africa, they say matrix. When I matriculated, in other countries, we say that when I did finish my ordinary level, that is the O level, my advanced level, my degree, my diploma, semester, trimester, and all this, that was my greatest achievement and my greatest moment, you know. But as a believer, the greatest moment in our life, these are such type of mind, that the month of Dhul Hijjah, it's our greatest moment. Words can fail us to explain. Now, we did explain what is Dhul Hijjah and what is it all about, and its status, and how also the pre-Islamic era people used to treat it. And lastly, we stopped about how it is valued in Islam. So the topic of today, it is how to value, how the month of Dhul Hijjah is valued in Islam. We want to continue from there, from where we left. So the subtopic of this episode of today, it is how Islam valued the month of Dhul Hijjah. We stopped when we were discussing the Surah Al-Fajr, wherein Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal taken in a qasam, a oath with Al-Fajr. We are not going to explain Al-Fajr, but wa layalin ashr, by the 10th days. And the Mufassirin, some Mufassirin gave us this beautiful explanation that the days, the 10th days which were mentioned there, it is the 10th days of Dhul Hijjah. And we did listen to some ahadith, and the one also from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those deeds which are done in these 10 days, they become more beloved unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the rest of other deeds, except for the one who go to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he come out with nothing, as we heard from Faizani Sunnah in the last narration. So we are going to also to continue and to give also some other hadith. In the book of Tabarani, we are being told on the authority of Ibn Umar that there are no days which are greater than these days. Of course, we are talking about the days of the Hijjah, and there are no actions which are more beloved unto Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal than the actions, the deeds which are performed in these days. We know the actions of these days. What are they? That's when the Hajj is taking place also as well. Why is it taking so much, so shape? viewers of Madani Channel, let us have got a look on the days which are being performed. Because if we just mention those days and we don't explain those days, we will not understand what are the days which are performed in these 10 days. First of all, we know that Hajj, that's when it takes place in those 10 days of the Hijjah. And also, we know that all the arkan of Islam are being combined together in the Hijjah, in this month of the Hijjah. Why? Fasting, it is a pillar of Islam. Salah, it is a pillar of Islam. Zakah, it is a pillar of Islam. And Saum, it is the pillar of Islam. And Hajj is the pillar of Islam. All of them, they are taking place. Because people are fasting, people are slaughtering, people are making salawat, people are fasting, all this. So it's combining all this in this. So this, it becomes more beloved, you know, it's all sandwiched in together. So it becomes more beloved unto Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. Then the hadith further goes on and says that فَأَكْثِرُوا. So whether you are in the haram and whether you are it wherever you are, in makan, wherever, buka'a, in any place of the dunya you are, you need to increase. Increasing in what? Min tahleel. You know, saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, we need to increase. What takbir? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What tahmeed? And also Alhamdulillahi, Alhamdulillahi, Alhamdulillahi. All this we need to increase in the month of Dhul Hijjah. Now, why these 10 days? We say that the deeds are more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did try to explain from my angle. Let us try to listen from the scholars of Islam. Qala Ibn Hajar fil Fath. Ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said in his book, Fathul Bar, fi Sharh al Buhar. The reason why the 10 days of this, its actions are more loved unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all the actions of ibadah are coming together in this. You know, it is like when we say that things are sandwiched, are put together, best thing are put in one packet. So all the ibadah, the best ibadah, they are coming together beautifully. Wa hiya salatu wa siyam, as we mentioned earlier on, it is the salah, wa siyam and fasting, wa sadaqah and sadaqah. People, they will do qurbani. After they do qurbani, they distribute the meat in form of sadaqah. You know, zakah is being given by other brothers also as well. Wa la hajj, and also the performance of a hajj. And this does not happen only solely on these 10 days. Ramadan can be, we can do all these things, but what will happen in Ramadan? There is no Hajj. It's only coming in this month, and solely, and only on this month. So, viewers of Madani Channel, allow me just only to, being the case, to explain what is required, what is more likely, what must we do, if being the case that knowing that it takes great stanza, it is something which is loved by Allah and His Rasul. So, what must we do? There are things which we must do. The first one, as-salah. We need now to make sure that we do our salah properly. In Dawat Islam, in the mahal of Dawat Islam, we not only emphasize on salah, but we emphasize on perfecting salah. There are some namaz courses which goes on. You know, you attend, you know, the namaz course, the muballaghin, they will perfect your namaz to make sure that, you know what, your ruku, your sujood, you are doing it very, very well. So in this month, make sure that you don't miss the takbir at al-ula. We are there with the fixed takbir. These are the 10 days. Not to lose. I did mention earlier on that it is for the hujjaj and the people who are not also in the hujjaj. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of Madani Channel, you are not in a hajj, even if you are wherever you are, but you need to know that also you need to exert some effort. By exerting some effort, what must you do? Be there for takbiratul ula. It is the 10th days, whatever you count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it in manifold. In the phases of Hajj, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal told us, Al Hajj Ashwuru Ma'alumat. Then he further goes on and explains that whatever you do, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is full aware of it. So we need to make sure that we are there. Wal iktharu min nawafil. We need to increase our nawafil. Nawafil, optional act. We are being told on the hadith of Awliya, the hadith of Awliya, that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, he said that a servant, he keep on, gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the nawafil. When he gets so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the nawafil, he become more close and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the nawafil. Till Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal love him so much. So we need to increase also the nawafil. These are the best qurbat. We think about qurban, the word qurban. Qurban, it means to come closer. To come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best ways of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is to increase the nawafil. What will make him to draw close, it is the nawafil. So this will become the qurbat, and the means of drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these 10 days, rather the whole month of the Hijjah, we need to make sure that our nafil will increase them. In conclusion, viewers of Madani Channel, the month of Dhul Hijjah, it is a very, very important month in our life. It is a month of which many a thing, many a virtue, many lessons we derive from it. And it is a month which reform, as we will be going on, inshallah, we will listen to many, many things. And in Faizan Sunnah, Amir Ahl Sunnah put some virtues also, wherein he put a chapter in page 838 of Faizan Sunnah, and he quoted four narration regarding the importance of the Dhul Hijjah. Four narration. He said, a blessed hadith says that Allah Azza wa Jalla like to be worshipped during the first 10 days of the Dhul Hijjah, more than any other day. The fast of any one of these days is equivalent to a year fast. And the night salah during any one of these nights is equivalent like one who stands in Laylatul Qadr. This hadith is coming in the book of Imam At-Tirmidhi. And also, he put also another virtue, fasting in the day of Arafah. Sayyiduna Abu Qutada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following fragment statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have presumption from Allah Azza wa Jal that the fast of Arafah, that is the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, remove the sins of the previous year and the next year. Such a great virtue. Then not only that, one fast is equivalent to 1,000 fasts. What is this fast? Let us hear from that book. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the fast on Arafat, that is the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, is equivalent to 1,000 fasts. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless one and all. May He make us to understand, and may He make us from the people who, when they listen, they spread what they listen, they practice what they listen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Rajab, Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Rajab,